So, hi, I'm Sven Slotweg. I'm a developer, activist, archivist, a lot of things.
Can you talk more? Yeah. Talk more into my...
Basically a lot of things, mostly activist. I work on activism in the broadest sense of the word. Basically, everything I do, I think about the consequences. I archive things, whatever I can get my hands on, I try to archive so that it isn't lost. And generally, I try to achieve more possibility for diversity, freedoms, etc. I'm also very direct. I usually give unfiltered criticism, especially towards those I work with, which often pisses people off, of course. And some of the projects you may know me of are anonews.org, the revived Encyclopedia Dramatica, CVM, and Redonate. Well, as I said before, I pissed off quite a few people. Not just those that I work against through activism, but especially those that I try to work with, because even in the activist scene, it turns out that people don't like being proven wrong or even having their opinion disputed or their statements. And one that you might have seen happen was the clash with Your Anon News, which, well, basically turned into a giant shitstorm. Well, today I'm going to talk about the day I basically didn't get to sleep. It was July 12th, was a few weeks ago. I was raided, my hardware, storage media were all seized. Don't really have anything of that anymore, which is why I'm standing here with paper notes instead of a laptop. I'm going to tell you about, well, the raid itself, how it went down, what the consequences were. I can't tell you much about the case itself. I'm being very careful in what information I publish right now, which is also why I'm looking at my notes a lot, so that I don't accidentally say something I shouldn't be saying. Well, July 12th, 7 in the morning, quite busy sorting out development stuff, decided to eventually go to sleep. Well, an hour later, doorbell rang quite persistently, didn't really feel like getting out of bed to open up the door, and it rang again, and eventually there was heavy knocking on the door, so I decided to go downstairs to see what the fuss was all about, and I opened it, was faced with police. That's not nice if you want to sleep. But yeah, I was basically more annoyed than anything else. We really needed sleep, I was really tired, and they, well, no matter what reason they were there for, they were probably going to, and they told me they were going to raid my place. Asked for a warrant, but, well, something was said along the lines of, we'll show it to you in a bit or something, and they basically already had a foot inside. They basically already stepped inside, brought me up upstairs to my room. My then partner was taken away to the living room, and I was asked what hardware was mine. Later it turned out that my partner was asked the same thing, probably to verify the answer. And, well... They also asked me if I was using encryption, which kind of makes sense as a question. I tried to keep track of who walked in, and counted quite a few people. Police, THTC, the high-tech crime team, examining judge, district attorney, rechtercommissaris, officier van justitie for the Dutch people. And also someone that later turned out to be FBI. He didn't identify himself at the time. He did so later, but not during the raid. They couldn't tell me what exactly the warrant was for. Even actually showed me the warrant. It didn't really say anything other than that it was a special aid request from the US, basically US investigation. Indicated to me that I had to write kind of the usual stuff, either a government appointed lawyer or my own lawyer. Well, obviously I picked my own lawyer. They actually identified themselves at that point, at least some of the members of the raid party. And, well, I was taken into the living room while they searched my bedroom. I wasn't actually allowed to see the search happen, so I couldn't keep track of what they were doing. Well, we were told that we didn't have to stay there, that we could go elsewhere, sleep elsewhere or something. But instead, we agreed that we would be back at a certain time to get an update on the progress of the raid. Well, when I got back, I heard that they changed their mind about shutting down my desktop and that they wanted to take it while it was still running. So that added quite a bit more time to it because they had to have a specialized team come over from Driebergen, the THTC HQ, to take it with them while running. So made another agreement on when to be back, and well, somewhere around 12:30, I came back again. And they had just finished. I got a list of everything that was seized. Computers, hard drives, CDs, DVDs, my Nokia brick phone, even floppies. For some reason. Ran through my CDs and DVDs. Seems they only took the unlabeled discs. I'm not quite sure, but that was the impression I got. And left the rest behind. Quite a bit nicer than it was before they raided it, by the way. So that's nice. And they indicated that they would make forensic copies as soon as possible and then return the hardware to me. I have my phone back, got it back a week ago. I'm still waiting for the rest. It's not entirely certain when I'm going to get that back. I have a replacement desktop in the meantime from a friend. They didn't take the hardware of my partner. He had to show what accounts were logged in and that I didn't use it, etc. And after they established that I didn't use that hardware, they left it behind. So that's also not too bad. And, well, despite all the disaster resulting from the raid, which I will come to in a bit, it was actually handled quite okay. It certainly wasn't a SWAT team breaking through the windows, speaking to me at gunpoint or anything like that. It was all quiet, civilized. I was also informed that they wanted to ask me a few questions, and I would receive an invitation for that somewhere in the next days or weeks. Wasn't entirely clear when. That ended up happening on July 22nd, with the district attorney, examining judge, two FBI officers this time, my lawyer and me, and a translator, of course. Again, I can't really tell you much about what was discussed, but they were clearly looking for information of some sort. I also got the impression that I didn't have the information they were looking for, so they probably weren't too happy about that. I also was informed that I was technically considered a witness and not a suspect, but possibility of becoming a suspect, blah, 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 blah. So that was a bit odd, especially combined with the fact that they raided me and seized my hardware, but okay. I'm still actually waiting to receive the documents from the raid itself, basically the report of it. I haven't received that yet. I have received the documents of the questioning, so I guess it will eventually come in the mail. That brings me to a related topic, actually. Rather than trying to keep compromising information secret, just don't learn about it in the first place. You can't divulge what you don't know. And similarly, if you're afraid of getting raided or getting arrested, don't get involved in things that might put you in legal trouble. Just unless you're absolutely sure that you can protect yourself, you should be really careful with that. I've been quite active in activism in the past few years, really. I've generally had a good idea of what I was doing. I tried to stay away from illegal things, etc., etc. Those that do know me or have heard of me before probably know that my primary activities are, well, development and debating things, to the point of, again, pissing off people at times. But yeah, back to the original topic. I can't access my stuff right now. I can't access my login details, can't access my files. They seized all my storage media, so I can't access my KeePass database, I can't access my SSH key. And, well, that's quite a pain in the ass. I've registered a new Twitter account, Joper91, but I've had more than one instance where people simply refused to believe that it was actually me. Well, try to prove it when you can't access any of your accounts. But yeah, I can't even work on my projects. The code for my projects is technically on GitHub and on my own Git server, but I either can't access the other data that I need for it, or I can't access the server that it runs on, so I still can't do much. Similarly, I can't do any work for my employer right now because I don't have access to those things either. And I can't even access my PayPal account, which means I've had quite some issues with paying the bills. The lesson here is always keep secure offsite backups of your login data, and more importantly, remember where you put them, which is kind of where I messed up. And yeah, especially when your phone is seized, it's quite hard to take care of your things because, well, try calling, for example, PayPal to get your login details back if you don't have a phone. It's not going to happen. And, well, something related I want to address is usernames. If you in any way become well-known within a community, and it goes for any community really, not just activism, there are going to be people that are going to use your name to try and cause havoc and try and get you into trouble. It is going to happen at some point. And even if you have accounts registered in places, there are always going to be places where you didn't. And especially on IRC, where you can register an account and people can still use your username, unless you configure it to not be possible, those are especially dangerous situations because people can get you in trouble for things you were never involved in. So yeah, be prepared for that, basically. And before I move on to the part where you can ask questions, one last warning, know what you're doing. Seriously, know what you're doing. Activism is not a game. It can have serious consequences, and those consequences being unfair is not going to stop them from happening, as we've seen quite a lot in the past few years especially. You just have to be aware of the risks. I've generally been aware of the risks and made certain decisions as a result, but others have been less diligent and less lucky. I'm standing here on a stage right now. Quite a few other people are in jail. Especially if you live in the Netherlands or the US or a similar country where there are so insanely many laws that you can't possibly remember all of them, it's very easy to do something illegal even without realizing it, and that is probably going to be a way to get you, so to say. Take Barrett Brown, for example. Not sure if you've heard of him, but he is currently facing 105 years in prison for doing research and sharing links. He did a lot of research into intelligence communities in the US and private corporations that were related to it. Pissed off a lot of people and basically got all those charges against him over some things that were technically illegal that he didn't know about. Yeah, however much you may want to believe that could never happen, or that could never happen to you, or that could never happen to someone you know, it could, and it certainly does. So again, know what you're doing. And then I guess it's time for questions.
So are there any questions from the audience? I see you want to. Right with you.
Yeah, cheers. You said when they took your computer, they wanted to take your desktop while it was still running. How is that possible?
I'm not entirely certain, but I did note... Yeah?
Normally they take away the insulation from the power strip, and just like an old 10-base cable, they just inject the power to it simultaneously, and then they can take it away.
Well, I do know that they took it with the power strips taped onto it, basically. So, yeah, I guess that might be the method. I wasn't there when they did it because I wasn't allowed to see it, but that sounds like a plausible explanation.
Okay, I'll take one more question here in the back.
My question is twofold. You were allowed to leave without being detained. You weren't detained and you weren't having an escort.
No, that's correct. I was technically considered a witness. I was technically considered a witness, so there was no arrest or anything. They just basically came to get my hardware, I suspect because they wanted information, and they thought I had it.
Did you notice if they disconnected your internet, if they made any sort of attempts to see if you were trying to tamper it while you were away?
Well, I do know that they at some point disconnected my internet because I basically saw my own IRC nickname pinging out. So apparently they did disconnect it before they took it, actually. I'm not sure what else they did to it, but they did disconnect it before actually taking it with them.
One, two.
For the powers thing, they do it in real time. There is a machine that plugs there and they cut the cable and gives the power to that. But I was curious, did they cite all your accounts that you are aware of? Did you have some sort of remote backup of part of the data that they cite too?
Can you repeat that question?
Did they take your accounts changing passwords, or only you do not have the password because you left it on your hard drive?
I simply don't have the passwords. As far as I can tell, they haven't changed any passwords. I've been working on regaining access to some accounts at hosting companies by just contacting the hosting company, and I have not heard anything about password changes. So it's, as far as I know, they haven't been messing around with accounts, but yeah, I just don't have the logins anymore.
It's probably a very stressful period for you yourself. Did you have any insurance for the lawyers set up beforehand, or are you paying it out of your pocket?
Actually, lawyer is covered by government funding, basically. If you have a low income, you can get financial support for legal issues from government agency, this or that, and that is what should be covering it.
Hi. Because you weren't technically a witness in their eyes, if you'd known that, would you have had to let them in with the warrant that they had?
Well, the problem is, by the time they are at your doorstep with an examining judge and a district attorney, there's not really a way you can say no, even if they don't show a warrant. And that is apparently legally possible in the Netherlands. I found it out with the raid. I didn't know that before, but it is apparently all legally possible, and they can basically just force entry if you don't let them in. So there was not really much of a choice.
Any other questions? One in the back.
In hindsight, is there anything you have done that you should not have done, or that you did not do and should have? The other thing, anyway? Sorry?
Not that I know of.
Your attorney did not tell you you should have done this or you should not have done that?
No, not really. I've been in contact with my attorney pretty much from the moment the raid started. So basically, the moment they told me that I could get a lawyer, they called her up and I talked to her, and she basically informed me on what the situation was, how it would go, etc., etc. So I was aware of what to do from pretty much the start.
After the search, was there any evidence of physical damage to the apartment? Because I'm just wondering with
No, it was actually quite nicely done. It was basically left behind nicer than it was before they came to raid me. So, no, I didn't really find anything wrong with the way they searched.
And one more question in the back.
Were there any keys in memory when they took your computer?
What?
Were there any keys unlocked in memory when they took the computer?
Yes, the Keepass database, as far as I know, which is why I immediately warned everyone to assume all my accounts to be compromised for that reason.
Any more questions? Right on. Okay. Thank you very much for your talk and sharing this. You didn't tell anything. Is there things that you actually can ask people to help you with? Or is most things like, we have to start a campaign for you, maybe?
No, not really.
No?
I'll talk to the mic. Just if you know anyone that knows me, make sure to let them know that all my current accounts are compromised, because apparently still not everyone has heard that. But yeah, all my old accounts, until I can confirm otherwise, are basically should be untrusted right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. So.